This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. A Turkish court has freed American pastor Andrew Brunson, ending a bitter diplomatic dispute between Washington and Ankara. Brunson was facing 35 years in jail if he had been convicted on terrorism and espionage charges. The court found Brunson guilty Friday, but sentenced him to only 3 years and 1 month in jail. The pastor had already served 2 years in pretrial detention. Brunson is expected to fly on a U.S. military plane to an airbase in Germany for medical evaluation before continuing to the United States. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Friday he will still attend a large investment conference in Saudi Arabia later this month in the face of growing evidence that journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. AP correspondent Warren Levinson spoke to a scholar who says the Trump White House gives the impression it's waiting for the case to blow over.
Stephen Cook, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says the president's diffident approach to the Khashoggi case is different from what previous presidents might take.
I would imagine that under a different presidency, we would have had serious offers of FBI assistance.
But in effective terms, maybe not all that different.
Historically, the U.S.-Saudi relationship has never been disrupted over a single individual.
Trump says he wants to know what happened to the dissident Washington Post writer, but not at the expense of upsetting arms sales to Saudi Arabia. I'm Warren Levinson.
The Philippines has been elected to the United Nations Human Rights Council, boosting President Rodrigo Duterte's reputation after 2 years of criticism against hitman-style killings in his country's crackdown on illegal drugs. Rights groups oppose the country's bid, saying it has no business joining the council, which calls out rights abuses. Earlier this year, his government withdrew from the statute behind the International Criminal Court as the court was checking accusations that Duterte and other officials committed crimes against humanity in the anti-drug campaign.